It is time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. That's good to know that you're good. Now, I haven't brought this up with you in a little while, but I first read about this about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that there is a really good chance for a Major League Baseball strike this year.
I didn't hear anything about it yet.
Yep. Yeah, they're negotiating a new agreement, okay? And there's a lot that's in there that they don't like about free agency. And who's the pitcher that went to the Astros from Detroit?
Verlander.
Verlander and a couple other major stars said it really has a very good chance of really screwing things up because neither side is budging on any of it. And that's incredible to hear because Major League Baseball is finally getting back into stride. It just seems they never learn how strikes set back the league.
I don't think they'll have one because you said they can't survive it. There's too many people making too much money to strike, and I don't think it'll happen.
Well, you would hope that smarter heads would prevail, but I don't know. I was looking at this story, and I'm saying to myself, "Man, you've got some pretty level-headed guys talking about that."
Well, what could happen is they could break the players' union. That's what could happen, and the people to break the players' union would be the players because they have too much at risk. The union representatives are nothing more than vampires that live off the players, and they do basically nothing for the players like the teachers' unions do. And if it wasn't for the players' union wouldn't exist. So the players are going to have to determine whether the players' union is for them or is it hurting them. And if this comes to fruition with the amount of money that they're losing, they'll realize that the players' union is hurting them. Bye-bye players' union. If it gets that deep, I think that's what would happen.
All right. One of the sports notes to talk about, Nebraska, their basketball coach, they're in the bottom half of the Big Ten basketball standings. They asked the coach, Tim Miles, if he was worried about being fired. And his quote is, quote, "If they fire me, they're still going to pay me. I'm still going to be a millionaire." So that's what I've got going
for
me. What?
He's an honest man.
Well, of course he apologized for those remarks.
Why would he apologize? It's the truth.
But it's the truth. It is the truth. That's just the way it is. It is the truth.
I mean, you see these contracts they sign. It's big money to coach college now. And if things don't go the way they expect them to, the guys are going to get fired. You have to honor the contract. So, I mean, I don't know who he is, but I give him credit because he's the first guy that spoke the truth. Oh, well, if they fire me, they're still going to pay me. I'll be well off. Good luck to Nebraska. That's pretty much it. What's he going to say? Oh, I feel bad for them? No, give me my check. That's the bottom line. That's what makes the world go round.
All right, ESPN is not going to be doing their college game day broadcast from Syracuse this weekend.
Why?
Jim Boeheim had a fatal accident where he killed somebody. So
really?
Yep.
They're not going to do it because of that?
Yep.
What?
Yep. I guess maybe.
That's a disservice to the kids that are playing on the team. Is the story, is the game about Syracuse playing Duke, or is it about Jim Boeheim? To me, it's the game.
Yeah.
Yep. Like they said on Broadway, the show must go on. You got to take care of the game. It's a disservice to both programs. Jim Boeheim is just a cog in the machine, and because of what happened with him, that doesn't even have to be brought up. But with the way today's media works, that would become the lead story. That would become the main story, and that would become the only story. Instead of Duke playing Syracuse. It's sad.
All right. Now, I know we've got racing this weekend, right?
Nope.
No?
Nope. There's nothing worth talking about for racing this weekend. There's no good races anywhere.
There's no good races anywhere?
Nope. Tampa Bay had big races Saturday. Oakland had them Monday. Gulfstream had them the week before. There's really nothing going on this weekend.
Wow.
There isn't. I'm as shocked as you.
Well, who can we diss in sports?
Who can we diss in sports?
Yeah. How about Antonio?
We'll find somebody.
How about
we could diss the Rangers? They lost again last night.
Hey, something pretty cool happened here, though. It was yesterday. Andy Williams hosts a sports show on our cable station. He was watching, I think it was, either a Salisbury or a Hotchkiss hockey game, where a lot of those kids go to the pros. And who was there? Mike Richter. And Mike Richter is just the nicest guy in the world. He was just hanging out there, talking to people. That's the last time the Rangers won a Stanley Cup when Richter was goaltender.
You know how long ago that was already?
What, 20 years?
20? 25.
Man, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yep. You know what else was today?
Mm-mm.
39 years ago?
No.
Miracle on Ice.
Wow. Two big hockey moments.
February 22nd, 1980.
Now,
I
can remember both those. I was working at WGHQ in Kingston, New York. And, of course, the game was during the afternoon. It wasn't
on a tape delay.
And I was working, and Steve Boutel, who never got excited about anything, he was Mr. Rock, okay, comes tearing out of the newsroom with off-the-wire services about the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Kingston, New York, a bunch of radio announcers and owners all celebrated and cheered. And, of course, we went home and watched the game that night.
Yep.
But with the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup against Vancouver, I was living in Hillsdale, New York, and I was watching the game, and the Rangers almost blew that game number 7.
Oh yeah, they were a crossbar away from going to overtime.
Yeah, they came very close to blowing. But when they won,
it was Bure to hit the crossbar. And if they would have went to the crossbar, there would have been mass suicide. If they would have went to overtime, there would have been mass suicides in the Garden.
Never mind in the Garden. If they would have lost that game, Mike, guess what? I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Yep, but February 22nd, 1980, Miracle on Ice. That still is the biggest upset in sports history.
Wow. But I can remember that Ranger game. I shouted out, this one's for you. My grandmother was a big Ranger fan. And I shouted out, this one's for you, Grandma.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, God. Little did I think that it would all get screwed up the next year and the coach would leave and da 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 and everything would go back to the way it was.
Yep. So you had 40 to 94, which was 54 years. So you're a little bit less than halfway to your next cup if you're a Ranger fan.
Hush.
Once in a lifetime. So once in a lifetime.
Honest to God, it's not even that. It's once in, because you add it up. The average age of somebody is 77. So you could say it just makes it into once in a lifetime play.
They stink this year.
Oh, they're terrible. Terrible.
They got
terrible.
Smoked at home last night by Minnesota.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Terrible,
4-1.
Terrible, terrible.
Yep. They're pushing the Devils for one of the worst records in the league.
The Knicks and the Rangers. Unbelievable. Ugh. All right. I've got to get on to the weather, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I want
Sorry about the races, but there really was none.
Okay.
I mean, I'd be talking about horses that people would never ever hear again.
All right. That's all right. Have a good weekend. I'll check with you Monday.
Yes, sir.
Take care, buddy.
Take care now. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Mike Causey with the check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.